Welcome to another exciting episode of Nerds Who Get Laid
Sometimes.
I am your host, Nathan. With us tonight is
Back from the dead.
The reports of our demise were over-exaggerated.
You know, I had a good time in Thailand.
Thailand.
The picture I sent you, Mike, I'm sorry it got so confusing. I was hanging out with some friends, and you know, when there's a gun and one bullet, you just got to have some fun, man. And there's always someone that you can do without. So to that one friend, RIP, brother. But I won $200. So with us tonight is a...
high stakes there.
He paid up. He
just enough to get back for your plane ticket, $200.
No,
God,
man.
What
that,
am I worth?
That was a suit. About a nice Thailand suit. Which
oh,
is
that's
just,
like four Thailand suits, so, man. So $200.
Is it like bamboo, like leaves weave together?
Mostly. Okay. And fish heads.
Fish heads. That is, I wear that restaurant. As a tie.
It's what glues the bamboo.
Yeah, it's like a bolo tie of fish heads. Yeah. And skin. Like the heads are at my neck and then the scales come down. It's a pretty sweet, I look pretty kick-ass.
That's so hot right now.
Yeah, it's what's in. Give it a couple months. It'll be in New York. Ray's with us tonight, as always.
I am.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be podcasting.
Or this would sound like it was over a Talkboy tape recorder or someone's iPad.
Yeah. Mike's here, of course. You've heard him.
Yeah, I talk a lot.
TJ.
Hey, howdy.
And then Blaze. How you doing? Oh, wait. That's not Blaze.
Hey, guys. I'm Blaze.
And Stephanie's with us. How are you doing today?
Hey.
And Terry's back.
Yeah. Terry, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm just glad to be here, baby. It's all good.
Terry, you beautiful bastard, you.
Yep. Hey, Terry, why don't you scat for us for a second?
Scat, baby.
Man, you're really good at that.
Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but Terry used to be in a band that he was actually the backup for the Scat Man.
Really?
Yeah.
So he provided the boobops and the diddlies when the Scat Man was taking a breath?
Yeah, that was him. So he was a good guy.
I think he also did backing. He did back dialogue for Dwight and Andy in The Office as well when they scattered.
Yeah, probably. So before we jump over to the news with Ray, I had an idea. Now, if you're from this area, you know that the Jacksonville Jaguars, they've been updating their stadium, and they have this humongous board. I don't know if you've seen it.
And a pool.
And pools. This is massive. I saw the picture of the owner of the Jaguars. Has anybody seen a picture of this guy?
No. Mm-hmm.
His name is Shahid Khan, and he has the biggest twist mustache and like the just beautiful 80s movie villain haircut.
I'm Googling him.
So,
right,
I was looking at this guy, and I was looking at everything he's doing.
I'm intrigued.
And I figured out what's going on here. This guy has bought the Jags, the stadium. He's doing all these updates.
Did he just buy it?
No, he's been the owner for a while, but you got to have a five-year plan.
Like 2 years ago he bought it.
He has a five-year villain plan.
Yeah.
So, he's going to update the stadium. He's going to get the Super Bowl to come. And then when the Super Bowl comes, he's going to blow it up. Here goes what's going to happen, because this is my movie I'm working on. There's an old janitor that's working there. He's retired CIA. And, you know, him and Shahid just don't get along like they used to, because there's all these barrels being delivered at late night.
It looks like Ron Jeremy.
When our old janitor's mopping up the stadium, he's seeing these barrels being delivered downstairs. He's going to be played by Arnold Schwarzenegger because he needs roles. So after seeing that, this is what I've decided is Shahid Khan's five-year plan with the Jaguars.
Yeah. He looks like a Pakistani.
But tell me that doesn't sound like a movie script. This guy buys a stadium, tricks it out to get the Super Bowl there, so there's millions of people watching it and blows it all up.
Well, only if you can get an actor that looks like Ron Jeremy and Geraldo Rivera had a kid.
Dude, but I saw
they did that. It's called The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis.
That's true, but this is, I guess, the updated version.
It's called the second to last Boy Scout.
No, it's called it couldn't be Sudden Impact, but it'd be
Delayed Impact.
Yeah, Super Bowl Bomb. I don't know. Anyway, let's turn it over to Ray to the
news.
Nuclear
Bowl.
Nuclear Bowl.
That sounds like the best pot you've ever had. Let's smoke the nuclear bowl, man.
Or the worst shit you've ever had.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, the nuclear bowl sounds like something they would sell at like Moe's. Like, yeah.
If you want a shit hot fire blood, yeah.
Can I get a nuclear bowl? Are you sure, bro? You want that?
Yeah. Oh, big Mick out of badass over yeah. here.
Listen, nuclear man. Bowl. The bathroom's cut off to you.
Yeah. You shit outside. There's a water hose.
You have to sign a waiver beforehand saying you won't use the bathroom.
You got to eat it with ice cream so it'll cool off your butt.
You just sit in a bowl of ice cream while you're eating it.
Ray, what's going on with the news, man?
The news, Universal. Universal just picked up all the options for Anne Rice's Vampire Chronicles series, so they're going to be...
you know what? I actually like
Yeah, there's nothing Anne like Rice. Being 20 years too late on that train, huh?
Yeah, no, those...
You and your wife are pumped.
No, I'm not, because the last time they made Anne Rice movies, they were horrible.
Yeah.
You didn't like Queen of the Damned?
No, God, it was terrible.
Aaliyah was so pretty.
But if the books are amazing, like the Vampire Lestat is one of the best books I've ever read in my life. I mean, story wise,
that was a good book.
Yeah, like the origin of vampires, the way they did it, I thought that was genius.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do it better. Well, I mean, if they're not trying to, I would think they're going to try and do like a Twilight thing. I mean, I swear to God,
if just they got really porny, during. Like I think it was like Vampire of the Damned, I was reading.
Wasn't there like 15 books or something?
There's
I don't
a whole
know.
Lot.
I stopped at the fourth one. I'm like, I feel like that I'm reading homoerotica.
Some
and
of
I
it,
should
like,
stop.
My wife read all of them.
Because it'll
still,
turn me.
She talks
no,
about...
No, I don't think it would turn me. I just did not appeal to me at all. So
there's a. I think there's one that's called The Devil...
Monok.
That one's pretty cool because apparently we won't go into them. Anyway, so they bought the rights to them.
Yeah,
so they're going
to
make movies.
Making movies out of that. I don't know.
I'm going to call Mr. Universal and have a conversation.
I think it's like 20 years too late on that train.
I don't think it's I don't know if it's too late.
I think they could revitalize it.
Yeah, I don't think they'll...
I guarantee you those books still sell to this day, like highly.
Yeah, I think they pretty
two
much
two three
do.
Copies a year.
Lonely
that's
40-year-old housewives.
But I mean, I don't know what was the one cool. that they did that was really good?
I didn't even like
interview
with
Vampire.
Really, I thought
I liked
with
it.
Vampire
it was okay.
Was
I mean, it wasn't that far off from the book. So
see, I've never read the books, but
I haven't.
That's one of my favorite vampire movies.
Her books seem really verbose, and I just can't. I haven't gotten into them yet, but you know, I'm.
Read a Vampire Lestat. It's really good.
Yeah, Vampire Lestat's really good. Interview with the Vampire's okay. It's decent, but they go downhill from there really fast.
Do they?
Yeah.
See, I've heard. I think it's what you have to take, but because like I said, my wife loves all the stuff that came after that. But I mean, her vampires definitely are still supposed to be really sexy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's why they're going to get it. I mean,
they don't glitter, though.
They do.
That
not.
Is a plus.
They do when they put glitter on themselves.
No.
Speaking of really sexy, a couple of weeks ago,
Wombanet came in the door.
We talked about how Universal is trying to do an Avengers-style reboot of their monsters.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about it. Oh, yeah.
And here's some bad news.
Frankenstein.
Really?
Frankenstein's monster.
There's
bad news to this.
I can't imagine how this would happen.
Mike, the Monster Squad remake. It's done. It's not happening.
I think I think.
The good news was.
Thank your lucky stars.
How bad could it be compared to the original? How bad could it be?
Maybe they couldn't get Howie Mandel or something.
You can get Howie Mandel. You can get Howie Mandel. And you're talking about
he's little monsters.
Maybe not Monster Squad. That's a different movie.
Maybe they
you're
couldn't.
Pissing me off.
Maybe they couldn't get him.
Wow.
He's a busy guy.
Howie's just too busy. He's like,
he's too busy
do
doing Walk Like a Man too.
He saw that. He saw the script.
He's got all those reality shows.
Yeah, he does like the America's Got Talent crap.
He's got
he
some,
saw the
some
script.
Like comedy, whatever, yeah. Hidden
he's trying
camera
to get,
something.
How is busy
no,
guy, man.
Reboot no. off the ground? Just
he
not
saw
working.
The script. He's like, no, dog, I'm out.
He's like, this is bad for me.
Yeah, he's like, send this to Burke.
I don't want to ruin my image of reality TV.
I'm already a C-list celebrity. I don't need a D-list celebrity.
Yeah, exactly. I have an image to make.
It called for him to wear a hairpiece. And he
Beyond
was like,
flavor
hell
love.
No.
Well, Well, my favorite thing is, like, we were talking about this, and we, as a joke, were like, oh, maybe they'll do Monster Squad. And apparently that was really someone's idea. They were like, what if we did Monster Squad?
Yeah, tweens fighting classic monsters.
Yeah.
I don't see how...
I don't see how it got made.
I don't see how Universal's how this whole thing's supposed to go for them. Because they're wanting to do an Avengers-style remake. But they already did that back in the 30s.
Yeah.
All of those universes were interconnected anyway.
Yeah, they were huge, though. They sold like
crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, that was in the 30s. I don't think you can get away with the same type of stuff.
No one watches those movies anymore. I love those old horror movies.
I love those movies.
And most people have not seen those, which is a damn shame.
It is.
No, those are some of the best stuff out there. It's so cool to see where cinemas came from. I mean, And I mean, that's what... So, I mean, like they said, they did the Wolfman remake not too long ago with Benicio del Toro.
That wasn't too bad.
And it wasn't terrible.
And I never saw it. I wanted to see it.
That's just it, though. It wasn't terrible, but was it good?
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't bad. It was a decent movie. It wasn't definitely a caliber to do a franchise.
But
it was a standalone flick.
Exactly. I mean, that's my point, though. Should you be doing a franchise where you're reintroducing...
If they're wanting a blockbuster, like, it's not going to happen.
Origins and stuff like this. I don't think they should do... Yeah. Like the origin movie or whatever else. I think just do a Dracula movie. Don't go stupid with it. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, because they've tried so many times with like Frankenstein, and that's just one of those stories that I don't think will ever really transcend into cinema and like really grab people. I mean, because
everybody expects Boris Karloff with the squared off head and everything, and you're just not going
to
get that.
And that's what people want, and they keep trying to reimagine them.
And like, what was that new Dracula movie we saw the trailer for?
Dracula
Untold or Rising or something like that. Ooh.
God.
Yeah.
How? I saw the trailer for the first time, right before Guardians. And I'm sitting there, how in the hell are bats, like half pound bats, knocking people over? And killing
I thought that trailer looked
good for the first half
until it got to like the music part of it, and it was like,
yeah,
oh man, he's climbing up that mountain, and they start playing that radio rock, and it's like, oh shit.
No, there wasn't anything in that trailer that appealed to me at all.
The first half appealed.
I don't even want to watch this
because I was like, this will be cool if like they give him this like these powers, and then he's out there kicking ass and. It has that grittiness, but they're like, let's give him bat powers and stuff.
Bat powers.
That's never been what Dracula has been. Dracula's never been go out there kicking army's ass. He's always about seducing women.
Dracula, the first part of that was all about that.
Yeah, but because like it's like where did this? I think this movie is like where did Dracula come from? Where was that origin? Yeah,
this is more of Vlad Tepes with superpowers.
It's like impaling his own people and feeding them soup made of their children and using their skin. And
they're trying to
capturing
some kind of like just
Muslims and
mesh of them,
sewing them into pig skins and sending them back to their relatives. That's is he doing that type of stuff?
If he does, I'll watch it.
I actually have a. Is it valid? I can't pronounce it. The comic book that they made of his. It's pretty brutal.
I mean, the man was a sadistic asshole.
Yeah, he was a madman.
I mean, and he perpetrated some very, very disgusting things on people.
He's also a vampire. Also a national hero of Romania.
Oh,
they love him. They celebrate him.
Yeah.
So he's the only thing good that came out of Romania.
I mean, what about the lettuce?
Yeah, we're famous.
Ray will be here all night.
He's also hookers.
Thank God.
They have really nice hookers, from what I hear.
From what you hear on the internet that you surf
Mike
at
didn't
night.
Even, Mike didn't even
Mike said mail order hookers.
Where to find greathookers.com.
Mike said mail order hookers. And
I don't want to marry you.
For a second, I thought you said M-A-L-E, mail order hookers. I'm like, are you saying I'm gay? And then I realized you were saying male.
Subconscious, man. Subconscious.
Yeah.
Ray, what else
what
is on the news?
What did you really want to hear?
It was a Freudian slip.
I just want to let this play out a little bit more before I move on. Terminator Genesis has wrapped. That's the new Terminator movie. But here's the thing.
Like Vanilla Ice wrap or it, like yeah,
exactly, but they're spelling Genesis G-E-N-I-S-Y-S.
So what's spell it again?
G-E-N-I-S-Y-S. They're adding that Y in there.
Ooh,
what is that?
Why?
It's the 90s. Exactly. It's the 90s. We got to misspell things.
Is the
with
Y backwards?
Wrong letters and
oh, I hope
numbers.
It is.
No,
maybe that won't last.
No, guys, it's like symbological to something.
It's leet
speak.
Something.
Man. Oh but like
Ola Schwarzenegger's back in it.
Well, absolutely, man. I mean, he's in everything now.
Well, maybe he get... I mean,
I asked him to be in a car commercial. And I said yes. That dude will be in everything.
He says, you don't even sell cars.
Yeah, I don't sell cars. That's
he's the new model. Yeah.
He's a British actor.
Yeah. He's like, hello, how can I help you? I can't do a sports here, but I was like, do you want to be in a car commercial? He's like, of course I do.
You don't have to do a Chevrolet. Yeah.
You don't have to pay me. I pay you to be in it. Get out. Get down here. These cells are amazing.
That is the worst accent ever.
I thought it was pretty spot on.
No, but
I like, actually do
it. Sound like Arnold was right in the studio with us.
Yeah,
I see you guys later. I gotta go do a McDonald's commercial now.
It gets better and better as you keep doing it.
Welcome to News and Grenades.
I'm drinking more whiskey as we go along with it. So
sometimes
get in my Hummer. Get your ass down to the dealership.
What do you guys think of the new Batman? The new Batman's really good, right?
But I'm not in it.
He gets Hispanic later on in his sentences.
You want to hear the Hispanic Schwarzenegger? Hola. Que pasa, homie?
Get your ass to Mars, man.
I'll be right back, amigo.
Kill me now, ese.
I'm going to, I hope you left enough room in your belly because I'm going to punch you in the stomach.
That's I need a turbo man battle.
That's a very unpopular Schwarzenegger quote, I guess.
A very unpopular Schwarzenegger.
That's a Schwarzenegger quote. It's one of my favorites.
Mine's, I'm the party pooper from kindergarten.
I'm the party pooper. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
It's all not right. A tumor.
Okay, we'll stop. You keep
Dr.
going
Dr. Schwarzenegger.
Jennifer Lee, the director of Frozen. What happened?
That's what sets you off.
No, I'm just imagining Arnold Schwarzenegger playing a doctor. Like, listen, I'm sorry, but you got the cancer.
No.
Wasn't he a doctor in Twins?
Picturing playing the doctor.
In Junior,
from
a scientist.
Yeah. From Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
Or a Dr. Spichimin from 30 Rock.
Or Doc Brown.
Yeah.
We have to get this
Marty to 88 miles an hour.
Roads. Where are we going? We don't need roads.
You sound like
you just really sound like a professional wrestler.
Like a really
now.
Tough Frenchman.
There's no such thing.
Where we are going, we do not need roads. Shock-le-boo.
Hey, shock-a-boo? What is this?
Shock-a-boo.
Shock-le-boo.
You don't know about shock-a-boo?
Dude,
it's like Chaka Khan.
Like you guys don't know about shock-a-boo.
It's a French Chaka Khan.
Exactly.
That's a shock-le-blue. He's a French rapper / MMA fighter.
Wow.
/ stage artist.
You guys okay?
Oh, man. And he said I would
took
be funny
me a
tonight because I haven't drank.
You haven't been funny.
I'm hilarious.
I've been giving you courtesy laughs. What else is going on in the news?
Jennifer Lee, the director of Frozen, is going to be doing Wrinkle in Time for Disney.
Penis Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah, see. That's
see,
not funny.
Ray?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Ray
no,
laughs at everything.
That's not cool.
So, A Wrinkle in Time, is this another animated flick?
I don't know about that. I hope not, because that was one of, like, I really loved that book when I was a kid.
Ray, just watch animated movies. They're really good.
Yeah. I don't watch animated movies.
You're, like, you're almost like an old racist that doesn't know why he hates something. You just hate it because you always have hated it.
My pa told me to hate it.
It's like, how long did it take you to come around to watching motion pictures, but now you like them, so... And, you know, you finally figured out how to get away from your typewriter to an iPad.
I ain't moving on from these hieroglyphs.
Animated movies with computers? Nah, computer. Man, you give me some flesh and blood, and I'm going to look at that.
Here's a actual, this is related, but the other day I was at work, and somebody offered an older gentleman a tablet. He's like, why don't you get a tablet? I'm out of school. In reference to, like, a writing tablet. From like 1948.
Like ting, 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 ting. All right. That's enough news on tablets and Frozen. What else is going on?
Let's see what else is going on. I was reading some more about that. Age of Ultron. wrapped okay. this week.
So what?
Huh?
What?
They're wrapped? Done filming.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all there was.
Well, the real people, now they got to do all the animation.
Yeah, now they have stuff. To do all yeah, the rest yeah. of
now
it.
Now they actually have to make the movie. I wish they would release what they've filmed so far so you can see how crappy it looks. Like, God, did any of you guys see the, like, Wolverine Origins was pretty famous for it. Because, like, yeah. I bootlegged that, like, you know, months before it came out of theater, you know, a couple, whatever. And FBI. It was, like, pretty much finished except for it had none of the CGI. So, yeah. like, it was so crazy to see how corny it looks because, you know, like, it's literally giant foam pieces for rocks and stuff like
yeah.
that. And you're like, wow. You have to really... My hat goes off the actors because they have to really pretend stuff's going on when they're looking like giant dorks and there's giant pieces of styrofoam sitting around.
Well, apparently that's the only way Megan Fox can quote-unquote act.
Is with giant pieces of styrofoam land out around.
Yeah.
Well, that's like he said when Ian McKellen broke down and started crying because yeah. it was so difficult and he hated it.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand because you got to feel that you're in like, you know, like, you're supposed to be in a war zone.
Yeah,
in there's
danger.
All this crazy stuff, and like you know, a lot of these movies now, you're just standing in a room.
Yeah,
I was
in
watching
a spandex suit with little yeah. white dots all over you.
I was watching Pacific Rim, and while they built a lot of set, a lot of it also was CGI, and like you see like the floor, and like so they have you know. They'll have a door to coming through and a couple of things, but you know they're supposed to be looking up at these giant machines and being in awe, and of course they're staring at nothing.
Yeah.
Although I will say that the coolest thing is they really did build the Jaeger heads and they're really inside of those. So when you're seeing those, like all that moving stuff,
for real, isn't it?
That was legit.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was watching that and like, especially hearing about how hard it was because like they actually made it where they're actually moving these you know gears and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I have a lot more
that
respect
seems
for
like, that seems like something that the, what's his name would do?
Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah.
Oh, Del
that
Toro.
Del Toro, yeah.
Not his brother Benicio.
Yeah, not his brother. Sony has explained or has explained has announced that they're going to expand the Spider-Man universe and do a female lead movie, but they did not announce who or what.
Oh, please be Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman.
See. I don't know if they own the rights to Spider-Woman because she's such a S.H.I.E.L.D. thing.
She's been more of a...
She's not much of a Spider-Man thing.
She was introduced in Spider-Man.
Was
so,
she?
Yes. So that's a plus on their side.
Yeah.
And it's Spider-Woman. I mean, there's a lot of argument could be made there, but most people didn't expect Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch to
yeah,
stay
absolutely.
Where they were at. And they're apparently... You could go either way with it, so.
Yeah. That's
just like Mike.
Yeah.
Dutch door action.
Exactly.
So I don't know if we'll get a spider. It doesn't seem
so,
like it makes sense in that universe.
She's such a great character.
But I hope we get her in the Avengers era. But
there are a lot of rumors flying around. About Spider-Man going back to Marvel.
That was one of the other things, because they've made these announcements. They've made a lot of announcements about Spider-Man. They're going to do a Sinister Six. They're going to do Spider-Man 3. They're going to do Venom, and they're possibly going to call it... It's going to be have to do with Carnage, Venom Carnage. Now they're going to do this woman-based, like, female superhero in that universe.
I wouldn't be shocked if Marvel starts co-producing with Spider-Man. With Sony
Sam,
on these
it
movies.
It might just be too much financially for Sony to handle all that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to hear that Marvel Studios and Disney are co-producing these things.
Yeah.
And then getting to tie all of this universe
in together.
It'd be the smarter move.
That's
because
the, I think, because yeah. Spider-Man 2 didn't flop, but didn't do great financially.
Yeah, it didn't do...
Check. Okay. Yeah, it didn't do as good as they thought it was going to
do. It didn't even do what the last one did.
Yeah. No, it didn't do anywhere near what the last one did.
But, I mean, as long as it makes a profit, they're going to be happy. And also, you got to think they have to look at
but
like
it's going to start,
yeah, but
it keeps diminishing. So at this point, they're almost better to, they can sell the property to Disney and make way more than they could if they did four more
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, straight up. And not
oh,
have to go with the costs and everything. Or co-produce it. I think that's a smarter
move. That would be really smart because then they can everyone can still be making money.
Exactly.
Disney is so controlling. I just don't see, you know, because like especially with
no, I don't see Disney working with someone.
Exactly, because they also have everything laid out. They know where they want to go. So
although they do rent out Hulk from Universal.
Well, it's not quite rent out. They have the rights to Hulk now, but they have the plans laid out. I understand that. But if they can pull Spider-Man in,
That changes everything for
them. They can go, I'm sure they have contingencies on these plans where they go, yeah, we can just pull Spider-Man in here.
Well, you could write them in, especially since like a
Well, I mean, think of the stories that open up from that.
Because people are throwing out around things like Civil War is coming.
Which
and Spider-Man is an integral part in that.
It is. He is. That storyline, it almost doesn't have the impact without Spider-Man in it.
Yeah, because there's no one who's so attached to his secret identity and everything. So I don't know. I almost wonder if these are just smoke clouds while they're working on a backroom deal to get Spider-Man back to Marvel. But, I mean, I don't know. If not, and they're going
to... Even then, you don't even have to get him fully back into Marvel. Marvel can control it. Marvel can put their writers in and put half the money in. And Sony gets half the money back from it. Everybody still wins at that point.
Yeah, because everyone's been talking. There have been all these rumors flying about Fantastic Four and Marvel canceling their comics and X-Men and all that.
Yeah, those things.
And there's, you go to any store, there's still a lot of Spider-Man toys on the wall. There's a lot. There's more new Spider-Man.
That's where I think the reason why, because if the movie isn't doing, if it does okay, people forget about action figures.
Yeah.
Because that's where a lot of the money is. And, like, especially with, like, you know, Sony, they make all these action figures. Does Marvel get the money on action figures?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, that's Marvel stuff.
So then it makes even more sense. Why? Because that would be like, they could do listen, you get a certain percentage of this, we get a percentage of merchandise.
And a lot of people forget, in the original Avengers movie, there was supposed to be an Oscorp building from Amazing Spider-Man in Avengers.
Oh, really?
Supposed to be CGI'd in. But they didn't have the time or the budget to put that building in there. And I think there's a lot closer relationship with Sony on that franchise than Fox has with Marvel.
That's what it feels like X-Men and everything.
Yeah, I think Sony's a lot more willing to play ball with Marvel
seems
on
like
stuff.
That type of company. I mean, especially coming from like PlayStation, they have to have those type of. They're used to those type of deals.
But then at the end, at the end of Spider-Man, we got the X-Men teaser
again, which was more willing to play to play with some deals and do some of that stuff,
which is just so weird,
than Disney or Fox are.
Yeah,
I think Disney would be willing to do it. And I think it would be in Sony's best interest with their financial situation as a company.
Well, and their movie, the Spider-Man movies are just going down.
Yeah.
Money-wise, they're just not making as much money. Anything Marvel puts their name to right now is gold.
Yeah.
So you just have that.
They made a talking raccoon and a talking tree,
and it broke all records of August movies.
Yeah. I would if I was Sony, I would be.
That's the way you want to play.
I'd be knocking down the door, you know, a little bit. Like, hey, you know what? We don't want to sell it back, but we don't go to 50-50 on this.
Yeah. Well,
both of them would jump at the chance.
Oh,
I think.
Absolutely, because no one's going to not make money off that.
Yep.
Sony doesn't have to do anything; they just sit back and rake in the cash.
Yeah, and they can even co-produce it, and still they're only putting half the money in that they normally would.
Yeah,
Marvel's putting half the money in.
Or just lease Spider-Man out to them. We still own him.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, we get 40-50% of the profits, and you get the other 50%, and we don't have to put any money into it.
I don't know, man. Like, Spider-Man 2 made $708 million. I mean, it did pretty good. That's not a bad point.
But it went way down from what the first
have
one
you seen
made.
What,
and it went way down.
Way, the first way one went, down from 3.
But yeah, the first, the Amazing Spider-Man went way down from what the original was.
I get that, but Raimi. They still made $708 million.
Well, I didn't see it because it was like them doing reboot so soon after the first three.
Yeah, I hate
that. That's what everyone said.
I wasn't interested in seeing it. And I did hear how good it was, and people told me that, yeah, you should see it. And then, like, as far as my roommates go, I know, like, people probably didn't see it multiple times. You know, a lot of people see comic movies multiple times just because they're good, they're action flicks, whatever. Now, I know the story of Gwen Stacy. Most people who are familiar with comic books know the story of Gwen Stacy. I knew it was coming in the second movie. If not the second movie, then probably the third if they had made one. And my roommate came home. He was pissed.
Oh,
he was like, I don't know. I didn't like the movie. And I'm like, spoilers. Can I go ahead?
We're
past the period.
Seriously, and nerds, come on, you should know this. When Gwen Stacy died, I was like, is that what happened? He was like, yes.
I give my hats off for still falling through and killing her.
Because people loved her.
Yeah, because Emma Stone is America's sweetheart. I mean, like, they truly love her. And, like, she's a bankable actress. So for them to still kill her off.
And there's other ways for them
to. They're bringing in Jennifer Lawrence next.
Are they really?
No.
No.
Because there's other ways to, like, keep her around. There's storylines where she's still around.
They
like
can do
the
flashbacks.
You've got the Ultimates comics.
She was around that. Yeah.
God help us if they go to spider clones.
If they start going to spider clones, it's going to get real. In other news, Batman vs. Superman rescheduled. They decided to change the date.
Kind of like
smart move.
Expected it.
Oh yeah, I think it was absolutely a smart move to do. If you're going to go up against Captain America 3, which is an established movie base. Even with, I mean, you have Batman, Superman, which is, I mean, it's just the smarter move.
I feel like, and it's maybe from my childhood.
That and they're still filming. That's the biggest reason. It's like, why would you want to?
But they moved it up.
Yeah, they moved it to March.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they moved it back.
No, they moved it up.
Okay, then they are pissing in the line.
Yeah. Because this, to me, is almost like an underdog success story. Captain America.
That's a strange time.
That's an early is like enough of a like threat, Captain America 3, that
I don't know if it's enough of the threat or if they're confident enough in that movie to put it in a period where you don't put new action movies.
No, I agree.
If Superman versus Batman is bad, it's going to sell well.
You're going to have what other like tentpole kind of action summer blockbuster do you have coming? I mean, I know I said summer, but coming out in March.
Well, that's the thing. I think that's early. They don't want to share the limelight with anybody.
I agree. I think that's a perfect time to put it out. You put it out there, nothing else is there.
Yeah, because only thing that's that early is going to be a Mark Wahlberg action movie. That's all that comes out around that.
Yeah, nothing comes out.
Everything else is going to dodge around your date, too.
Didn't Superman come out around?
No, that came out in May, June, something.
It was like June 6th or June 20th or something. Yeah, March. Okay. Like, it's almost a smart move. It's like you don't have anything to go up against.
Yeah.
You put that out, you're going to make money.
Yeah.
Because it's like, here comes this.
Dumb for both of them.
Which is why I was really surprised that they announced the date for June. When they were like, okay, we're putting a movie out. Marvel's like, okay, we got a movie coming out this date. And then Batman vs. Superman's like, yeah, well, we do too. We got Batman vs. Superman.
It's publicity. They put it out and everybody talks about it.
I get it, but coming out 3 months earlier. You can see the better movie 3 months earlier before the other one.
Yeah. I will say, though, seeing the that short that was on Comic-Con, so that short as it was, I'm pretty damn excited.
Yeah, I did catch that one. I didn't catch the other one that was up because that got taken down.
The Deadpool one got taken down.
I didn't get to see that.
I've seen that a few times.
The Deadpool one's up still. You can find it.
Look at like because it's now they released the official HD no cam.
Yeah,
like,
they went ahead and released it because they're like,
I don't know if you guys. No, actually, I read a pretty good article. I actually think one of you guys posted about the Deadpool movie, and that's probably on the news coming up. But with watching that, like, you know, having Superman up in the sky, red eyes, storming, and then you see Batman in the suit. The robot, I was like, okay. I don't care what. They could literally like be like, there's a turd monster in the third act. And I'm like, dude, I'm still going to go. I'm sorry. I'd go regardless, but
all of us are going to go regardless.
But now I'm excited
again. Especially to see that turd monster.
Yeah.
But I,
if that, it's like that, the Great and Mighty Pooh from Conker's Bad Fur Day, I am there.
I think it's
the
Golgothan from Dogma.
Dogma. Yeah. But it's made me excited again. Like, it's kind of, you know, I was like, once I saw that, and like I said, I've said it numerous times, I think Zack Snyder's a really good director. And I think when he goes off of source material, he does a really good job.
He does.
And what's so funny over there, Mike?
Nothing. I don't think he's that great.
Really?
It's just, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's
I mean, I don't know. I like The Watchmen. I like 300. Yeah.
I didn't think 300 was great.
See, but 300
I have a feeling
it's
this
a great
is
movie. It's
be,
a great action movie.
The action's going to be really good in it.
Yeah.
I don't think Superman and Batman are very good antagonists against each other. I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but there's really no contest between the two.
You've made that point numerous times.
Yes. And so that part doesn't really appeal to me. I think it's going to be a lot of introducing new Justice League members for the Justice League movie. I think the plot
I'm afraid
is
it's
going to
be a Spider-Man 2, where
it's
they're just building up to.
Yeah, it's going
to
just be a Iron Man 2, a Spider-Man 2, or something like that. It's just going to be build up for something else, and the action will be great, but the plot is going to suffer a lot for it.
And I'm not saying it's not going to. I literally, because there is a lot they're throwing in there, and it has all the signs of just a movie that has too much going on. But with that being said, I always like the way his movies looks, and honestly, besides Sucker Punch, which is a movie he wrote himself,
I liked Sucker Punch.
Yeah, see, I thought that movie was just a little too like it was. It looked really good. There was great action, but the story wasn't that great.
It had a lot of substance to it.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was an interesting idea.
It was interesting.
I thought it was executed okay. It wasn't like great. Yeah.
It was. I watched it once and I liked it, but. I like Zack Snyder as a director. I think he's a really good director. Oh,
I do too. I like Watchmen. I think it's the closest you could get to a movie version of the comic.
I love the movie. Like and I know it's one of those things because like you know from the comic there were some serious changes made, but I understood why he made those.
Yeah,
changes.
You have to make those.
You can't
changes
have giant alien monsters. You know,
at the end of that film. You could have, but the way the movie audiences are,
well, like playing into the Cold War
at
and stuff.
The time it came out, the way that movie was put out was the right move.
Yeah,
it was also a hard R, which is another thing. You know, exactly, like, you know that it's definitely going to be a more adult oriented based movie,
it had to be.
Yeah. Which for being for being a comic book movie, that was even a bigger risk to make. And that's why I kind of like his stuff. I mean, he made 300, which is an R-rated movie, which was super successful, which is a hard thing to do.
A comic book movie.
Yeah, it was a comic book movie 100%. And it looked, he didn't do Sin City. I'm thinking of Frank Miller now.
Yeah.
But
Frank Miller wrote 300.
Yeah, he wrote 300.
And
that's why
he wrote Sin City.
Rodriguez did Sin City, didn't he?
Well, he directed it and everything. That's what I mean. But Frank Miller wrote.
But we've all shared our dimes on this piece, so we can move on.
Well, August 5th, 2016, we have Untitled DC Film coming out. Also, June 23rd, 2017, and November 17th, 2017, and
releases.
March 23rd, 2018, July 27th, 2018.
Man, they're stacking them.
April 5th, 2019, June 14th, 2019, April 3rd, 2020. And June 19th, 2020.
I don't think we should be surprised by any of that dates when Marvel's talking about being done
28 years.
28 years.
It's
Ray, does it make you sad you'll be dead before this?
The one thing that I guess I'll give it, at least DC is finally kind of following suit and seeing how it should be done.
Yeah.
To have a
picking up speed.
Yeah. You know, and that's what I'm saying. I think we're going to see DC. They might make a few missteps, but I hope that they can get to the – I would love to see them be at the same caliber of Marvel.
Yeah, I would too.
And because then you have both sides of the story making these great movies for us to enjoy and everybody doing it right.
Because then everyone wins.
Yeah.
What I'm
afraid of happening
scenario.
Is these – like Marvel is killing it right now and some other company coming along making these comic book movies and – killing the industry, the comic book movie industry, because everyone gets so tired of it.
I don't think DC's going to be the guys that do that.
Marvel will do it to themselves.
Well, I think Sony will do it. Or
I think Fox. If any of these players that are in the ball right now are going to do it, yeah, it's going to be Fox. X-Men is a good franchise, and the last good two have for been good. What it is.
Yeah.
But when you start playing around with things, you can get into a bad spot really fast with X-Men.
Yeah.
And then the other side of it is I think that somebody's going to pick up Valiant or...
Oh, yeah.
Or...
More Dark Horse stuff.
Or Dark Horse or Image. And it's not in... Forgive me, Mike. But they're going to pick up Savage Dragon.
Yeah.
Or something like that and not translate it well. And you're going to get
Exo
like...
Manowar or something like that.
Yeah, you're going to get a 90s Captain America... version of Exo Man of War, Savage Dragon, or Spawn.
Which all of these could be done well and done good with. But they're
the right
already
franchises.
They're already smaller indie comic, not indie, but like smaller comic companies for a reason. They're not on Marvel and DC for a reason.
Exactly.
So like when you're translating that to a movie. How does that work out? Because the Hellboy, the second Hellboy, I thought was great.
It is. That was a good movie.
I thought the first Hellboy was good. It was good for what it was. It set everything up.
But that was also an early comic book movie.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. But you're talking about early 2000s comic book movie, and that whole thing is that whole era is a different comic book movie before Iron Man.
Well, even the second Hellboy, which came out still in the earlier side, is I think a very good movie to come out that early, and when comic book movies were still kind of learning how to do it correctly.
Yeah.
The second Hellboy is amazing. I mean, it looks, the graphics were really good, and they just action was well done. They had a good villain. So I mean, it can be done. I mean, I know a while back we talked about the rumors of the Spawn movie that they were trying.
Yeah,
and they sounds like they had a good idea for it, and hopefully that's what everybody's seeing. They're seeing how things are being done, and they're like, you know, understanding how not to oversaturate it. Less is more with comic book movies.
Yeah, let's stay with a storyline. We can adapt it for a movie.
Because the stories are already good. That's why people read them.
Exactly. We don't have to be a slave to the story. We can adapt it to a movie audience, and we can still have a really good movie, and we have a really good comic book movie.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they don't try to treat it like the other movies. They don't try to make Spawn into Iron Man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because that would just make it... You don't need to do that, because Spawn is definitely not Iron Man.
Spawn needs to be darker. Yeah, Spawn needs to be R. It's not funny. There's not a Tony Stark in Spawn.
Yeah. No.
Because there's interesting comic books we have.
Yeah.
Chew is one that we have at the library right now that I've read like one or two issues. Yeah. But I think it would be something that would be more translated into a TV show.
Yeah.
Something, you know.
I think there's a lot that would be good at that. I think Punisher hasn't done great on the big screen, but I think it could be great as a show or a web series.
I thought the first Punisher movie was actually really good.
Second one, then you're thinking of the
one with
Warzone.
Travolta in it. Yeah. I didn't mind that one. I thought
that one was good. Warzone was kind of junk.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, a TV series.
But that was still early.
That's why I'm excited to see what happens with these Netflix series.
Exactly.
I'm thinking that's actually going to see the future of as how comics are series.
I think that Fox is wasting a golden opportunity with X-Men by not doing a Netflix series or a Hulu series or a HBO series with X-Men, because there is so much potential for doing it serialized as opposed to movies.
I'll tell you, because if you want to entertain yourself for an afternoon, just go on YouTube and write and type in fan-made superhero movies. And there's so many out there of all these, you know, and they're really good. The production's really good, because a lot of them, if you have good choreographed fights, I mean, they have a good, simple story. They have a good fight. And, I mean, like, it's none of, you know, it's usually none of the major powerful villains. It's all the B-list. I think webisodes and, like, you know, Netflix, that's going to be the future for, like, the more indies, how they're going to get their names out there.
Exactly.
And interesting stories that aren't going to be on the big screen. Like, Daredevil, they did on the big screen. It flopped for numerous reasons, but... like, that's still a good character.
Yeah.
And going through his stuff, and they're doing, like, Iron Fist and Power Man, or Luke Cage.
Yeah.
These are going to be interesting stories.
Well, they're even doing that. Yeah. That's how Mortal Kombat actually got brought back to being more looked at as like, okay, this can actually be done seriously again.
Yeah.
Because of how, you know, and that was
some really good,
but
oh,
the,
yeah.
But this, I mean, they weren't bad movies, but like they made a bunch of webisodes that are badass because they kept it real human and like gritty, and it just worked.
I think one of the biggest things to show the potential of webisodes, though, was Thomas Jane's Dirty Laundry short that he did for Punisher.
God, that was so
that
cool.
is freaking badass. And if you haven't watched it, shame on you. Yeah. But holy
go YouTube
crap.
That. It's worth a watch.
Something he did on his own, right?
Yeah, he self-produced that, and he got with some other people. He got Ron Perlman to help out with it.
Yeah.
And, man, that is just an
and it's
excellent.
Like, it's like 10, 15 minutes, just a little
it's
short.
It's perfect.
And it's so good.
To me, that's a comic. That's a comic issue right there. Like
exactly.
That, if that would have been that was a 28-page comic book. That's exactly what you got there. It was a single serving, and it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, you got anything else?
Yeah. Halloween Horror Nights announced all of their.
I'm excited this year, man.
Aliens vs. Predator.
I'm going. That's
the first time I've ever been excited about the stuff that they're doing there.
Did they actually see? We looked it up today. My friends and I. They didn't actually announce an overall theme though. Like you can kind of guess.
They're
from
doing
the
individual stuff. My wife reads a lot. My wife loves Universal. And I mean, I'm talking about she reads a bunch of like these insider stuff.
What is it? The yearly passes.
Yeah, we have yearly passes. So, they're actually there's gonna be a clown house, which sounds pretty horrifying.
Yeah, that would probably.
They're doing Alien vs. Predator. They're gonna do of course Walking Dead.
Are they doing Walking Dead again?
They do Walking Dead every year.
Oh, okay.
That's like Universal's like every year they have Walking Dead something. But the houses sound good this year.
That Alien vs. Predator. Though,
that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
That's I'm so excited about that.
I went a few years back. I went on their I think 25th anniversary. I wasn't that impressed. It was my first time ever going, and like we went to like two or three of the haunted houses. Wasn't scared at all because like there's just so many people being herded through that like the people are getting scared in front of you, so you're not getting scared. I just didn't care for it, so we literally rode rides all night because like rides were like, you know, 5 minute wait, so we're like, let's just ride rides. But I also it was just me and my wife, so hopefully this year we can get a big group of people and have a lot more fun.
Y'all had asked on Facebook or something, oh, who wants to go, and I was like, no. But now that I've heard that, that's the only one I'd be interested in going through. But
I'll go through them all. It's just it's $50 for a night of fun. I'm there.
Depends on when you go. I worked at Halloween Horror Nights when I lived in Orlando, and it depends on when you go because really, if you wait until closer to Halloween, you're lucky if you get through two houses in the night because the waits are freaking
ridiculous.
2 hours, 3 hours just to get through one stupid haunted house.
We'll go like next weekend then.
I mean, no, really, it starts in like the first week of September or something like that, or you know, mid September, something
we're
like
going,
that. If you go when it first starts, then you can go through them pretty fast. I have a friend who works at Universal right now, and if you pay, I mean, it's expensive, but like for people who have, you already have your year long passes or whatever. If you pay to do like backstage tours, which is an extra like $100-something,
oh good lord,
you can go through all the houses for the night though. Like, they make sure that you can go through all the houses and you can go on all the rides and stuff like that, so.
Okay.
I'll pay the $50 to stand in line.
No, I know. It's ridiculous. I went to Universal a week or so ago because I went to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Because they've opened Diagon Alley now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty stoked we're going. And this is actually the end of the August we'll be going.
Right.
And I'm pretty excited. Like the level of detail, and I mean this is going off on a small tangent, but like Universal, I think is priming to take a big chunk of what Disney has always been the power player of the attractions, and Universal is almost in like kind of Marvel. They have a plan of how they're arranging stuff, and they're like Disney is going to take almost 3 years to release the Star Wars ride. Universal is doing new rides in a year. I mean they're like. They started Diagon Alley about a year ago, and it's up. So they are pumping, the gas pretty hard on it. So I love theme parks, so I'll talk about those anytime.
It was pretty awesome. I have to say, the express passes, though. I think it's like $100 extra or something.
Depends on when you go.
Yeah, for express passes. And I mean, right now it is high tourist season. I went because a friend moved away and he wanted to go,
before he left.
Right.
Because you go off season, it's like $40.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I guess right now they were really expensive and they just let, I mean, they let 50 people with express passes through and then they were like, here, two of you can go now. So, I mean, waits in line were.
Yeah.
Insane. It was ridiculous.
During right now, if you go, because like the Harry Potter ride is about a 4-hour wait right now.
Good God.
The the Gringotts ride. I mean, it was like 2-3 hours.
Yeah, it's like it's like no joke. Because that's why we're staying on site. Because if you go down site, you get early access. Mm-hmm. So that means we'll be at the park at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But that's the only way.
The Gringotts
and hang out there. And then the rest, I mean, because, like, other than that, you know, you can time it pretty. There's so many things out there now, the applications and stuff. My wife researches all, so we go and, like, literally, we'll, like, all right, we need to be at this ride at this time. We'll get, and sure enough, it's only like a 30-minute wait. And then even with that, it's only like 15 minutes. So,
yeah.
Theme parks are fun, man. Everyone should come. Let's Nerds Who Get Laid Halloween Horror Nights. What do you guys say? 2014.
Well, Nate's paying for us to go to 2014.
Yeah, sweet. Thanks, Nate. I appreciate that.
If you guys are too broke to pay the $50 for you and your wife, I shame on you for not budgeting
better. It's $50
for Halloween Horror Nights.
For two people?
Per person.
Per $100. That's $100
for a night of entertainment, for 9 hours of entertainment.
For just Halloween Horror Nights. Yeah. Now, if you wanted to go to Universal, then you might as well tack on
another. Plus the three-hour drive down.
2 hours.
Plus the babysitter I have to pay for the 12 hours.
You told me I have a 9-year-old. Fend for itself.
Make a lot of sandwiches, put them in the fridge.
That kid should be watching themselves by now. Overnight.
So he's supposed to be watching his baby sister too overnight?
Absolutely.
Okay, then.
All right. Is that it for the news? Do you still have more news?
We've got more news.
We don't have time for all this news.
Well, they've kind
you
of
got you get one more news.
I've got
subject.
Two more.
You
I've
get
got
to
two
do
more.
One.
Right. They're both important.
No, you get to choose one.
Do
season
both, but
two.
Do them quick.
Yeah. Do them quick.
Season two of True Detective, the people they're looking at. Colin Farrell,
yeah,
Taylor Kitsch, Elizabeth Moss, and Vince Vaughn.
I haven't heard a good name in that list yet.
I don't know. Vince Vaughn might be
Vaughn
okay.
Vince Vaughn could be something.
Vince Vaughn is a serious actor I'd watch.
I like Taylor Kitsch. He was really good in Battleship.
All right.
Fuck you, Mike.
All right. Next
continue.
This one's a little bit more sad. Marilyn Burns from Texas Chainsaw Massacre passed away this week.
She was
65.
Chainsawed to death.
She wasn't, but that would have been a hell of a way to go.
She will be
exactly.
Missed.
Be ironic.
I'm already
Scream
her.
Queen.
I don't know who she is.
From Texas Chainsaw. Wasn't
she the
never saw
her. Wasn't she the main
yeah, Sally?
Actress?
She
yeah.
played the chainsaw.
she played the one that got away.
She played Leatherface.
She did the sound effects.
She did all the voice acting of the chainsaw in that movie. Car, 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 car.
Creak. Door squeak. Footstep, footstep, footstep. All right, that's it for the news. Right clicking on buttons, click stop save.
So you've successfully navigated your way through another episode of Nerds Who Get Laid Sometimes. We appreciate every one of you listening to us out there. If you would go help us out, go to the iTunes, where you probably listen to us anyway, and rate us on there. Give us some stars. We'll be your special little star. You can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/nerdswhogetlaid. And guess what? We have a Twitter account. But we're horrible at it. So tweet us so we get better at being tweet people. Our Twitter is @nerdswhogetlaid, duh. And you probably don't even know what Podbean is, but guess what? We're on it. So go follow us there as well. And thank you again.